From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians say the ceasefire in Syria is on the verge of collapse. They say they are bracing for a government offensive in the city of Aleppo. Activists opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad say they have recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours. They say nearly 100 people were killed in recent airstrikes. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Nations concluded a meeting in Japan Monday, issuing a joint statement on the ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea. They called on all states to pursue a peaceful settlement of the disputes, expressing opposition to what they called intimidating, coercive, or provocative unilateral actions. Principal Deputy Anne Skuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the Zika virus is, in her words, a bit scarier than we thought. She appeared with Infectious Disease Director Anthony Fauci Monday at a White House press briefing.
And most of what we're learning is not reassuring. We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions.
The officials say the more researchers learn about Zika, the more concerned they are. A Taliban suicide bomber on Monday struck a bus filled with army recruits in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the blast killed at least 12 people and wounded 38. The violence happened near Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. This is VOA News. Media reports say Russia has begun delivering advanced surface-to-air missiles to Iran. The Mehr News Agency quoted an Iranian foreign ministry spokesman as saying the first phase of its agreement has been implemented and the delivery process will continue. The agreement would have been barred prior to last year's nuclear agreement. Tensions remain high on the Idomeni border crossing a day after Macedonian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants as they tried to break through a border fence on the Greek side. Dozens of migrants continued to gather on the Greek side of the fence Monday, but no violence was reported. British Prime Minister David Cameron has derided what he said are deeply hurtful and profoundly untrue allegations against his deceased father, whose name had appeared in the leaked Panama Papers. The leaks revealed the late Ian Cameron's offshore investments.
Mr. Speaker, there have been some deeply hurtful and profoundly untrue allegations made against my father. And I want to, if the House will let me put the record straight, this investment fund was set up overseas in the first place because it was going to be trading predominantly in dollar securities. So like very many other commercial investment funds, it made sense to be set up inside one of the main centres of dollar trading.
Ian Cameron's name is among a long list of rich and powerful in the more than 11 million documents leaked from the Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca. One of the biggest U.S. investment banks, Goldman Sachs, agreed Monday to pay the government $5 billion in penalties for selling financially questionable mortgage-backed securities leading up to the country's financial crisis in 2008. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency will not engage in the waterboarding of suspects, even if a future president orders it. Following the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S., the CIA used a program of harsh interrogations aimed at forcing terrorist suspects to give up information. President Barack Obama banned the techniques when he took office in 2009, saying many of them amounted to torture. Mr. Obama says the worst mistake of his presidency was failing to prepare for the aftermath of the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. Libya has been in chaos ever since Gaddafi was ousted. Mr. Obama reflected on the highs and lows of his terms in the White House in an interview with Fox News. He said his biggest accomplishment during his 7-plus years in office was saving the economy from a Great Depression. A new survey released Monday shows more Americans would definitely vote for or considering voting for Democrat Bernie Sanders than for any other candidate running this year for president. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.